When everyone thinks I say the same thing all of the time, they got the message. When everyone thinks I say the same thing all of the time, they got the message. Truly, that's my life. When everyone thinks I say the same thing all the time, they got the message. What is it that I say all the time? I say I am whole and perfect. I say I am wonderful. I say I live in a great world. I say my body is the temple of the living spirit. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Whatever I think my thought for manifests. I think about a wonderful day, and so it is. I think about wonderful people in my world, and I'm surrounded by wonderful people, and they're fantastic people, they're joyous people, they're fantastic, beautiful, wonderful people, all of them, every one of them, and say it so they are. When everyone thinks I say the same thing all the time, they got my message. They know that I'm saying they are fantastic beings. They are my creation, and they are supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They are my creation. I created them, and I created them glorious and good and beautiful. You go to a Christian church, they teach you about the teachings of Christ. You go to a Hindu church, and they teach you about the Hindu teachings. You go to any group, they teach you what they teach you. You come to me, and I share with you the same thing all the time, the same message that you are perfect, that our thoughts are things, and that as we think thoughts about ourselves and about our world, so they are. And I am the creator of my world, and I'm God. You're God. Everybody is God. God is everywhere and in everything and as everything, and there's only God, and it's so fantastic. But sometimes I lose sight of that. And when I lose sight of that, what happens is that I start thinking that somebody else is ruling my world. Somebody else is controlling my life. Somebody else is doing something to me. Somebody else is master of my... Oh, they're trying to manipulate me. They're trying to make me think the way they do. No, they don't. You are creating them, doing whatever they're doing, and you are creating yourself thinking, can I be manipulated by what they do? And instead of saying, I am the master of my world, I create everybody in my world, and everybody does everything exactly like I do. Everybody is a replica of my thought, my thinking, my image of myself, my expectation of my world. Everybody is an exact replica of that, because they are my thought. You see, whenever anyone says I say the same thing all the time, they got my message. That's what I'm saying. Now, as they get the message and apply it for them, it's wonderful. I got the message. I'm applying it. And you are applying it too, because you're in my world. So therefore, you are applying my thought. You're my creation. You say, well, don't I have a right to be my creation? Sure. Sure. You're in my world, and you have a right to be your creation. You have a right to be in my world. And you have a right to get out of my world. And if you get out of my world and in somebody else's world, then you're their creation. Or if you are such a positive, dynamic person, and you realize that you're the creator of your world, then you will create your world exactly as you think it should be, and you will be wherever you should be. And if I am in your world, it's because we are kindred. We are equal souls. We are both speaking the same thing. Whatever I think and say and do, you are doing, thinking and saying and doing. Whatever I dream, you're dreaming. Whatever I desire, you're desiring. Whatever I am fulfilled with, you're fulfilled with. Whatever beautiful things I have, you have. And this is because I'm your creator. Now, when you're your creator, you will create people in your world being exactly as you think you are. And so when you think you are a supercalifragilistic person, when you think that you're magnificent, when you think you're glorious, then that's the way it is. Then people will begin saying about you. They'll say, you say the same thing all the time. You say the same thing all the time. And you say, yes, I do, don't I? And my life is wonderful. And everything that I say, I have. Everything that I say, I am. And everything I say, I think. And everything I say, that's me. And you're in my world because I created you here. Now, I can just as easily create you out of my world. No. I don't create people out of my world. I don't create people in or out of my world. I create people in my world because they think like I do. They dream like I do. They envision like I do. We are one and together. And it's wonderful. Now, how does that work? How does that work that people are just like me? How does that work? It works by one simple picture, one simple fancy, that every thought I think reveals whatever it is I'm thinking about. When anyone says I say the same thing all the time, they got the message, because they're hearing my thought, whatever thought I think, being revealed, being brought forth in my world. It is me. It is me in every way that I am. And I'm a happy, happy, happy guy. Whenever you think any thought, it's you, and you are a happy, happy, happy guy. Now, today is Thanksgiving. And here in America, Thanksgiving is a very special time. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love, but that's not all. It's not only food. Thanksgiving is a time that we appreciate our bodies. We appreciate our homes. We appreciate our families and our community and our country. We appreciate our world. We appreciate everything. We appreciate it because we say, everything is good and very good. Now, as everyone on earth says everything is good and very good, what kind of a world are we going to be living in? We're going to be living in a world that is good and very good. We're going to be living in a world that is positive and joyful and magnificent. We're going to be living in a world that everyone delights to live in. Everyone will delight to live and express and be in this world that we're living in, because it is fantastic. It is magnificent. It is exceptional. And we're living in that world, and we're living in it right now. And how great it is. Are you ready to live in the world that you're living in? Are you ready to recognize the world that you're living in and realize that you have created every atom, every speck, every bit of it? You've created it by your thought, you've created it by your desire, you've created it by your dreams, you've created it by who you are, but you created it. And isn't it wonderful? Isn't it fantastic to realize that you have that power? You have that ability to have your world be exactly like you want it, your body be exactly like you want it, your life and affairs be exactly like you want them. Isn't it wonderful to realize that your spiritual life, which is the goal of so many of us consciously, that your spiritual life already is fulfilled? You are already living it. And now you just want to be aware that you're living it. But actually, do you want to be aware that you're living it? Or do you want to be aware that you are all that you are? Aware that you are divine? Do you want to be aware of that? We can compare that to looking at our body. You live in a body. I live in a body. It's got trillions and trillions and zillions and quadrillions cells in it. Atoms, all doing their wonderful thing. And you are not aware of any of them, really. Maybe one, you might be aware of a tickle on your nose or something, but you're not aware of your body. You're not aware of your tummy. You're not aware of the autonomic nervous system doing its wonderful thing inside of you. You're not aware of that. You don't want to be aware of it. All is in perfect operating form. What you want to be aware of are the imaginative dreams that you think about. Hey, let's see a car without wheels. Let's see that I'm here where I want to be. Let's see I'm traveling the world and I'm doing all these things. Let's see I'm invisible. I'm visible. I'm having fun. Life is a joy. It's full of adventures that I create by the moment. And as I create these adventures by the moment, they are exciting. Oh my, yes. We don't know the cells of our body. And it's best, we don't want to be aware of them. You don't want to be aware of the cells in the middle of your back or the cells anywhere. You don't want to be aware of a healing that's taking place where you scratched yourself. You don't want to be aware of those things. You want those just to be natural. And they are natural. They are your reality. And when you realize your fun thing in this life is to dream up dreams that seem crazy and wonderful, to follow your imagination, to follow your wonderful, fantastic thoughts that take you on journeys that you've never thought about until you thought about it. How about that? It's a wonderful world. Join me in that world. When everyone thinks that I say the same thing all the time, they got my message. When everyone thinks that you say the same thing all the time, we got your message. And let that message be one of freedom, wholeness, perfection, right action, joy, truth, love, honor, and magnificence. But we don't need to be aware. We just are. Have a great day, and know that my blessings follow you all the way.